ask Carol if you please will call roll.
Chair Kevin Grays.
Present.
Vice Chair Chris Steele.
Here.
Diane Alexander.
Here.
Paul Emmett.
Here.
Jim Madison.
Here.
Okay, this is the time for public comment. Public comments, the public may address the committee on any issue within the committee's jurisdiction which is not on the agenda. Why is this in conflict, Rick?
It's the same as always.
Rick?
Because...
Why? The first sentence says it's not on the agenda. The second sentence says it's up for consideration. Those seem to be in conflict with each other. Just threw it through me for a loop last week.
Public comments are generally for when the member of the public comes and speaks on an item that's not before the not before
so
them
for clarity,
on the board, they would come and speak on the item as it was called.
That's not exactly what it says here, but that's what I would say would be true. So if you have something that you'd like to talk about that is listed under D, under new business and action items, I would ask that you would come forward when that item is called up. But if you have something in general that you want to say that's not on an item that's listed in the action items, this would be the time to come forward. Is that clear?
I got it.
Thanks,
is there,
Jim.
Is there an agenda to the...
We don't know what's on the list.
There's an agenda back there.
Back there.
We walked in.
I thought Jim was headed to that.
No.
Yeah, we try to get him to do that, but he's...
Yeah, lazy, no good, nothing.
Yeah, you know.
Did everyone else get an agenda?
I know.
I don't like
that's
the way
that... That's the same one I've read.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Let me throw my phone off. I'm sorry. So, is there anybody that would like to speak on any items that are not currently listed on the agenda?
Carol.
Hearing none, I will close public comments. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I have one clarification.
Absolutely.
You said that I had come in 45 minutes late, and later you had said that I would be late, and that I had had the Brown Act training earlier because of that. So I thought maybe that
was not
be
included
in the
mix.
Right. Just said I was late. So I thought maybe
I
that's
think
important.
That
somebody
it is
that.
Important. Can we staff
amend the minutes?
I would like to amend the minutes to read that Diane Alexander, right? I'm sorry, I should know that. I just went dead for a second. Diane Alexander received the Brown Act training earlier that day, and so everybody on the board at this point has received. But in the minutes, it should state that because I did state that from the chair. Thank you for that, Diane. Appreciate that. So with that modification, is your motion still?
Will you amend the motion?
I will amend the motion to include the Brown Act.
Correct. The language is stated.
The language is stated as such.
A second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Move on to D1. Item number one, staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, public that's here this evening. This item here is actually the what I would consider to be the meat and potatoes of this evening's agenda. We provided to you this afternoon, and we handed out to the public a copy of our proposed budget.
We can have my
this answer. Proposed budget takes us through the end of this fiscal year, which is through June the 30th. It's a four-month budget. It is not an annual budget, but it's just a short-term four-month budget that gets us through the next approximately 120 days of operations. The first column that you see under revenues, $40,000, we took a very conservative approach to that. The last number that I have from the sellers of the athletic club are that they have, it was back in November, and that they were drawing about $15,000 a month. Which has been going down month to month to month. Staying in that left-hand column, the next column is going down under contract services. These are all of our expenses that we anticipate over the next 4 months. The $12,000, that's a consultant fee for a company out of Colorado called Greenplay. the instructor's cost is in there to continue the current schedule of 19 classes per week through the end of the fiscal year. The addition of our additional insurance, staffing costs, part-time staff to run the club or the community center, the front desk staff that's there right now. We have some going down the operating expenses. There's a whole list of items on there, including computer purchase, internet, telephones, PG&E, water, cleaning supplies, restroom supplies, towel service. We're proposing that we bring back towel service. Janitorial, light repairs, light maintenance, that sort of thing. With respect to the outside, landscape maintenance, pool maintenance, pest control, and those sorts of items. On the right-hand side are all the ongoing costs. And the capital costs are in the far right-hand column, or the one-time costs, I should say, are in the far right-hand column, totaling about $115,000 for a one-time cost.
It says
$15,645. And then when you go to the bottom right-hand column, you'll see total repairs, $99,650. So those repairs, one-time costs, the fire safety upgrades, some window replacements, repair the water line, repair the swimming pools, some tree removals and some hazardous tree trimming. The palm trees need to be trimmed significantly. Remove the play area. The play area equipment, if you will, it is not safe. It is a public agency. That liability needs to go away. And parking lot resurfacing. The item that's listed under inspection repairs, those are the items that were identified in the various inspection reports, with the exception of the swimming pool. That was its own separate report. But all of the miscellaneous inspection reports, fixing, there's a leaky roof, there's some electrical items, there's some small plumbing items, they're generally small ticket items, but they all add up to approximately $10,000. And then throwing in, we need to get the carpets cleaned, and we were proposing that we would, once we take ownership of the facility, shortly thereafter, we would recommend that we shut it down for a period of 2 to 3 days so we can go in and do a fairly deep cleaning. Bring in a company that can do that, move the equipment out, get the carpets clean, get the floors clean, desanitize the facility, and that sort of thing, and then reopen shortly thereafter. This budget was put together with the conversation that we had last week that the board or that the committee was moving forward towards, which was continuing to keep it open in its current configuration, current operation for the next 60, 90, 120 days, and we've zeroed in on the 120 days just because it seemed to make sense. It gets us to the end of the fiscal year. And so with that, Farron Perez, our Parks and Landscape Manager, is here, and she can answer any questions as well if you have any. But certainly we're able to address any of these issues and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, let me, a couple of things here. And I'm sorry that I need to go back to the agenda for a minute, Rick, if you look at that with me. And how do I get back to the top here? I guess that's not how.
Here.
And we have a couple of proposals that were... Oh, I have that. Thanks. Thank you. A couple of proposals. Item number 4 includes some proposals that have budgets built into them by operating by a third party. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, it's difficult for us to take a look at this budget and take action on it without considering everything. I mean, if once we've done that, then there's no use looking at those proposals, is there? Or am I missing something here?
Those proposals were... We sent out an RFP back in the late fall that envisioned a different philosophy, possibly, if you will, wherein there was discussion that we would be working towards building a complete community center down the road, a number of years down the road. And in the interim, we would possibly contract out the operations, the day-to-day operations. Over the past couple of months, that conversation has migrated somewhat to continuing a fitness club, fitness facility, if you will, along with a community center, operational community center component. And so I included the proposals. The committees can certainly take any action that they want on those tonight. It's on the agenda. They can request more information. We have not spoken to the individuals that have submitted them other than conversationally that we received them and that
all right.
They've been received.
And we'll address those when they come up. I just want to keep that in mind as we look at this, that there are some options that we have not yet considered. So I open it up. Did you have a question for staff, Diane?
Oh, I just was going to add that on the upgrades, does it say anything about painting?
Could Diane, can you speak closer to the
mic? Oh,
you get to push the button.
Or turn it on at the bottom so it stays on.
Is that still? Is that good? Okay. I just asked about painting. I didn't see that in the improvements, and that's one of the things that I noticed and other people have said.
Is there a line item for painting, staff?
No, there's not. And the reason why we didn't include a line item for painting at this time was pending the decision or the recommendation of this committee moving forward to the board with a more long-term plan. What you see this evening is just for the next 120 days or thereabouts. It does not spend a significant amount of resources on the inside of the building or on the outside, on the building structure itself, other than to meet those health and safety requirements and accessibility requirements that are necessary. Moving forward, I would anticipate that this committee, once they make their recommendation this evening, and if that is accepted by the board, at that point in time, this committee would then embark on more long-term. And so I didn't want to include major interior improvements, if you will, or facility improvements in the building itself, if those were going to be changing significantly in the next few months. I just didn't want to put a number in there and say it was going to happen, and then all of a sudden something happened to the building. The painting was unnecessary, and we've just essentially wasted that expense. So that was the reason why the painting was not included. Or carpeting, we do have those estimates, and we do have them, but that would be more for future committee consideration.
This is kind of bare bones.
Go ahead. That's fine.
He didn't raise his hand. I did.
It's okay.
I did twice.
It's bare bones from the inside of the facility to meet our electrical requirements, some of the minor plumbing issues that we have, to clean the building, replace the windows that are broken, that sort of thing. It does not spend significant resources on the building itself. It spends resources outside the building, which will not change. Those will stay with us for quite some time.
And I think as we keep going down the line, maybe a month or two, we kind of come up with, you know, something solid. We can make recommendations at that point in time. Then they can go back to the board and say, hey, we think we want to paint the place now. Then they go back to the board and go, hey, we want to put in, you know, $5,000 for paint or whatever it comes out to be.
I would think that that our plan tonight would be to put together a number that we can take to the board on Wednesday, and that number can be a not to exceed number. So if it's something as simple as, what are the painting estimates, do you know?
Well, I think you got more than painting. You're gonna have to change out the wood, and I mean, you could throw a coat of paint on it, but you've got a lot of exterior.
There are some of the panels are dry rot, yeah, and they need to be replaced.
Right. The painting
estimate itself, they're just under $14,000 in and out?
So in that ballpark.
Okay, just out of curiosity.
But you also have the costs of the dry rot and the wood and all that stuff as well, right?
Correct.
Is that handy?
I don't know, I haven't seen that number yet. I know that we have the estimate, and I'm not sure if Farron has it or if Virgil has it.
Go ahead.
And I actually think, if I'm correct, I think just to paint the outside of the building itself is about $5,000. No?
Okay. Well, let's see, is there any other clarifying questions from the board at this point? And then we'll go to then we'll go to comments from the public, and then we'll come back to comments from the board is the way that we try to run this thing. So are there any clarifying questions for staff as soon as staff gets back?
Okay.
Go ahead, Diane.
I was just curious what this professional specialized services that one time, you know, what exactly that is.
Before you use the paint in and out is just under 17,000, and it did not include the wood.
Say again.
The paint in and out was just under 17,000.
For clarifications, that this is being recorded, the estimate for paint in and out is 17,000.
Just under 17,000.
Just under $17,000 for inside.
Without any repairs.
Did you get your question answered, Brian?
No, I'd ask, what is the professional specialized services?
That is a comprehensive study of our facility and operations. They would assist us. It's a company called Greenplay. They're based out of Denver. They would come in, and they've already been on site. We've already used them for some of their services. And they would come in, and they would provide to us an operational plan moving forward. A community center with a community and fitness center operational plan moving forward. They're professionals in the field. This is what they do. They're highly regarded. And so that is for that proposal. I received it about 2 weeks ago. So I think it's an excellent proposal. And I thought I printed a copy of it out with you, but evidently I left it around.
So the Greenplay, I met them and did a walkthrough. And basically, Greenplay is an experienced, they're a consultant that's an expert at community centers and public activity and public-private recreation facilities. They've also have experience in, say, the Olympics and some other things. But this lady and her team can go through and help provide us a blueprint or advise us on good ways for operating or for fundraising, or she's got a lot of models out there that she's used and with a lot of different small towns and cities. And we had met her and done a walkthrough, and she had provided a lot of input on things that work well and some things that help us avoid some pitfalls from other people's experiences. So that was the suggestion there.
Any other clarifying questions? The only thing I would ask staff is, as I look at these costs, I'm a little bit, so the total numbers above every what we have to be gray line is a 120-day cost, is that right?
Correct, but remember those, the largest number of that, about 115,000, that's a one-time expense.
Where do you see
115,000?
Where do you see 115,000?
The $15,645.
Yeah.
Just above capital improvements, and then if you go to the right, the bottom right-hand column, $99,650. The 99,000 and the 15,000.
You're adding those two together.
Add
them together.
Okay.
You have operating expenses that are above the line, above the capital line, and then you've got the capital expenses that are under capital. We separate capital versus operating.
Okay, then my question to you is, the center column, are ongoing costs every 4 months?
This would take us through the end of the fiscal year, so yes, that would be, if you break that out into a monthly amount, that would be your, moving forward for an entire year, it would be times four. Or times three.
So 20,000 a month, roughly.
Okay.
And then your revenues are on your revenues are the top line.
Understood. I just, okay. At this point, I would ask for comments from the public with regards to this proposed budget.
I may be missing something here. Forget the mic. Before I speak, I want to make sure I understand this. Rick, the $102,340 that's here in the center of the, well, bottom third of the first column, that, does that number include the $99,650?
No. The far left-hand column is the total dollar amount.
Okay, so that 102 is the total of the $23,530, $35,000, and then these miscellaneous expenses below it?
Yes.
He's adding everything at the gray line.
Everything from contractual services to capital improvements is included in that.
Everything from contractual to the line just above capital. So the center column is ongoing. That's ongoing operational costs. That's what it costs to do business. So if you take the far left-hand column and then you move to the column at the right, those are just the costs that are ongoing operations. If you move to the column on the far right, those are just the one-time capital outlay costs. Or one-time cost, because one of those is a, two of those are actually operational.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, but then the $99,650, almost all of that is stuff that had to be done, whether or not there's a health club there.
Well, these are a lot of these.
That probably would be an accurate, relatively accurate statement.
I mean, we're going to do the parking lot either way, right?
Exactly.
It's included.
You know, I mean, it shows there that 30,000 is the biggest number on the page. So that 30,000, there's going to be a parking lot either way. It has to be.
Yep.
So that's not related to the club. And then the water line repair again has to be done because whether or not there was a club there, you still have a big leak, right? I'm just trying to understand this.
The capital costs are the costs that are necessary in order for us to operate a facility that we feel is.
Well, believe me, none of us.
I'm trying to parch my words here because of the liability issues. There are potential liability issues. There are liabilities out there. There are some trip hazards and things like that that we need to correct. Some of the trees are, believe it or not, palm trees that have the canopies that hang down. Those are very dangerous. The play structure that's behind over in the kids area, that has to come out.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. That doesn't meet current.
But I mean, they would come out either way, whether it's club or not. You're still going to clean the trees.
That's correct.
And you're still going to.
Depending on. That would all be dependent upon the final action of the board of directors. Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, as an ongoing facility, you have a certain number of dollars that have to go out,
mm-hmm.
and you have a certain number of dollars that are coming in. And it doesn't seem this is accurately reflecting the operating costs of just running it as a pure club. Kind of, we're mixing in some things of what we want to have with what we have, and what we're eventually going to have when we do the community center. And that's what I was trying to clarify or understand so that I could look at it and say, okay, well, this is a club-related expense against club-related income. Then you got a lot of expenses that don't have anything to do with the club that have to be incurred either way.
Mr. Chair, if I can address that.
Okay.
None of the items in the budget proposed in front of you this evening are include any other type of programming, operations, wishes, wants, desires. It is strictly 100% continuing ongoing operations of what is there today.
So there's no other revenue generators in there?
There are no other revenue generators in there at all.
Right.
If there were, you would see things on the revenue side that under recreational programming, you would see revenues, you would see rental fees, you would see revenues, and under refreshment, well, we still may throw the refreshment counter in there, but that's minimal. But if we were planning other types of operations, now, we're meeting with the instructors, and I was thinking that a little bit later in the conversation, to talk to them about different types of classes that they may be able to offer, but still keeping in mind what it is today.
Understand, all I'm getting at, I mean, we back here, maybe everybody understands it, I'm the only one that doesn't, but I get the impression inside this room there's people that don't understand what's going to be incurred no matter what, with or without a club, and what's strictly related to having a club. And if we incur certain costs for either way, because whether or not the club's there, we have to fix the parking lot. Whether or not the club's there, we have to fix the leak, right? Those are that's $45,000 that are there with or without a club.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think what I failed.
And that, all I'm trying to do is get clear my mind.
Okay.
And I'm trying to argue either way.
No. I'm clear. I thought you were getting to a question or a point, and I. But it's for clarification purposes, in essence, I think it's fair to say that the $99,000 are repairs that have to incur for risk management, liability incurrence, and safety of the people that are using the club. And it just, it's probably not 100% accurate, but for argument purposes, we can say that. And that $86,000 a month is what it's, $86,000 for the 120 days is what it's going to cost to operate the club.
Okay. Then when... And then I know where to, I guess, look at push points on the operation of the club. That's $30,000 a month operational expenses. Based on $86,000. Does this cover 4 months?
Four months.
120 days.
So we're $22,000 a month to operate the club. Okay. I guess I would ask the $5,000 and $6,000, those are two big numbers then. $6,500 a month, I mean not a month, per 4 months, you know, works out to quite a bit per month for water. Is that mainly for the pool?
Probably mainly for landscaping.
Oh, okay.
And that'll actually go up during the summer. That's low. Okay. That's a low number right now because we're not irrigating there.
Well, as ugly as landscaping is, I landscape with a plow, but that's just... no, I understand that. I was trying to...
These numbers actually are fairly consistent with the numbers that the current ownership has. Ours are a little bit more because I think we're doing a little bit more, but not dramatically more.
It would have been easier to look this at a monthly basis than
I agree.
Over it.
I think I understand now.
Yeah, to divide everything by four. Other comments from the public? Yes, sir.
Hi, Galen Ziegler, not a member of the club. My question is, you're showing at least a $46,000 deficit in operation. You're showing another roughly $100,000 of other expenses that have to be done in the next 120 days. I would expect it to see something on here saying how that's going to be paid for. Hopefully not out of our water and sewer money. Hopefully not out of...
I can clarify that for you.
An assessment to the general public, how is it going to be addressed? That's what I think the CSD should be asking.
Well, that's what the CSD has to make the decision on. This board has no authority to talk about where funding
comes
from.
You're not even going to recommend the funding?
We will probably make a recommendation in the motion as to that, for everybody's understanding, none of this money comes out of water wastewater. That's all Prop 218 money. It won't be touched. There are several other funds. There's WW money and Zone 8 money and community center money. So there's three different areas that it could come from that are designated for this specific purpose. And it'll be one of those three funds that will either contribute partially or wholly to these costs.
Okay. And that'll be discussed further, I hope, Wednesday.
That'll be discussed further this evening and also on Wednesday.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for that, though, for clarification. Anybody else have any questions, or I should say comments? It's really not a time for questions, but we're taking questions because it's a bit confusing. So come on up and let's see if we can address concerns.
Yeah, the point was brought up about the $12,000 for professional services. Did we get any other bids except this one bid from these people in Colorado?
Staff?
Thank you. This is a company that specializes in this type of work. No different than if you're going to hire an architect or an accountant, you want to have the best qualified firm do the work for you. In this case, we believe that this is the most qualified firm. They are highly, highly regarded. And their fee structure, their hourly rate, is not by any stretch of the imagination out of line. They've done some work for us preliminarily on this project. We're very happy with them. They're a nationally regarded company. I think that for the fee and for the quality of service we're going to get, that it is an exceptional value.
Well, my comment to that is, we live in California, the largest populated state in the nation. We have one of the highest unemployment rates. Why we can't find somebody as good as this outfit out of Colorado that is locally, where in this fee, you're going to have transportation costs. I know from consulting, if I'm flying from Colorado over here and spending 3 days, somebody's going to pay for it. That's going to be part of that $12,000 versus have somebody come out here from Danville or San Jose. I'm sure we can get it a lot cheaper, and we have somebody right here. We can get here within 24 hours to answer any questions or handle it. I think we should think about that. The comment was made by the last gentleman about operating budget. Do we know how much money are we talking about is going to come in from this membership? Do any of you belong to an athletic club? One person on the board, two people, okay? I belong to 3 or 4 athletic clubs, and it's all about membership, whether it's $25 a month or $75 a month. That's where the money comes from. That's what the taxpayers get upset about. Where does the money come from? We're talking about all these capital expenditures and that, which is a beautiful idea, and we'd love it, but we got to be able to generate that money to pay for it, too. It can't be all tax dollars, and that should be in consideration on our recommendation to the board and what we should do. Comment is, are the dues going to stay the same there? Are people going to drop out because they're unsatisfied with what's going to happen to the club? You have 400 members, and all of a sudden you have 200 members. You got a little deficit going on there as far as the incoming money each month. We should be aware of that and take that in consideration. It's just like a business. It's not a community center, it's a business right now until we get going and we do with the property what we want to do. Right now we're trying to pay for the hole we put ourselves in, and we got to generate dollars to take care of that. We just can't keep taking and taking. So that's my only comment. Thank you.
Any other comments from the public on this budget issue?
I was wondering, how many members are there in the club?
I don't have anything.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
How many members are there?
Number of members in the club.
I thought it said 250.
I believe that we are south of 250.
It's $10,000 a month. Sounds a little low for.
No, that's $10,000 a month at an average of 50. 200 members at $50 is $10,000.
Just sounded a little low.
And that number was, it is a little conservative. Currently, as I indicated earlier, the last month of their financials that we have information on, which was November of 2012, was around just under 16,000.
Any other questions, or excuse me, any other comments from the public?
With the maintenance and the different things that you have here, I don't see anything that indicates the tennis court maintenance, lighting, resurfacing.
Well, I don't think resurfacing there, but can you address that, Staff?
Yes, it does include, significant electric, well, I don't want to say significant, but it does include electrical work, get the lights, the light issues fixed out there, if you will, so the light, there can be night lights out there.
Like, and some of the electrical outlets.
And the electrical outlets, yes.
So which category is that under?
It is under the category at the bottom left-hand corner that says inspection repairs, the second line item from the bottom. They're actually, it would be the fourth line from the bottom.
It
says $10,520.
So that includes
the electrical is included in that
tennis
number.
Court maintenance.
Electrical.
Electrical?
Correct.
Just to repair the lighting?
There's no proposal at this point in time, at this time, to do any maintenance of the tennis courts beyond what is currently taking place.
Just as a reminder, this is a 4-month budget. This committee will be meeting frequently enough in the next 4 months to make a recommendation to the board for a long-term plan for the community center property. So right now we're just addressing, so if it would, you know, if you want to ask about net repairs and that type, well, that's more than 4 months down the road, so we're not addressing that at this point.
I do have a question regarding, I know it's more than 4 months, but in looking at the plans that passed out last week with phase 1, 2, and 3, phase 1 and 2 indicate that the tennis courts will remain. Phase 3 does not say that.
That is not meant to be true. The tennis courts.
It had all 8 courts.
Okay, the tennis courts. We fully intend to keep all 8 courts. Is it
8 courts?
8 courts up and running. I feel that that's an extremely important part.
So that will.
And in fact, it moves into a long term plan we have that involves Cornell Park in the future. But we don't want to address that at this point.
There was a very early idea that did remove some of the courts, but that is no longer being considered, at least not at this time. And I don't
this
anticipate
question might be out of line. Just wondering, I heard that you might close club just a couple of days for thorough cleanup.
Don't know that yet,
because we're really concerned after this week. Our home matches are all home matches where other leagues come to play.
It would not affect the tennis court even if we did close the facility for 2 days or so, but I don't know that I'm not saying we're going to do that. Don't ever jump to the microphone. I'm just saying it will not affect any play on the tennis court.
Okay. Any other general questions will come later?
Yeah, general questions. Okay, I agree with that. They'll come later.
Okay.
Staff, okay, comments from the board at this point now on this proposal.
Well, Darlene, if you look under the, I don't know if you got here late, I don't know, but if you look under like where it says D, under the D's, that's when you can start making your comments, D1 through 5. I think that's what you're trying to get at.
We're on D1 currently.
Okay.
But
thank you, Jim.
Any comments from the board with regards to this proposed budget?
On the PG&E, I mean, I guess you're looking like at the past ones, or they're looking at more conservation efforts. It seems so high. Or would that take building improvements to make it more efficient?
That's $1,250 a month for a 5,000 square foot building with lights and irrigation timers and air conditioning.
Lights,
it's
pool.
Outside lights.
Pool.
It's, when you think about it, a pool, it's really not out of line. It's actually, it might even be tight as it is, but that's what they've been paying, so we expect it to remain about the same.
It's pretty cheap compared to the town's electricity.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, yes, we are always looking at ways to improve energy efficiency. In fact, we're doing some things with some LED lighting opportunities right now. So,
other comments from the board? Really?
It looks
okay,
like
I have
covered everything. So,
I was giving you guys a chance. It looks like we're hemorrhaging about $11,500 a month for the next 4 months. I'm a little surprised at that because I believe they're only hemorrhaging about $5,000 a month right now. So why are we hemorrhaging double what the loss is per month currently?
They are right now at about a $12,000 a month deficit as of November 30th.
Okay, so it's comparable. It's not getting any better. It's not getting worse.
It's all about the numbers.
Okay.
It's all about the users.
But am I correct in saying that then if you take 40,000 from 86,245, you come up with about 46,000, you divide that by 4, and that's about 11,500 a month?
Yeah, we use that $10,000 a month at 200 members at $50 a person. We believe that we will be doing much better than that. But we felt that the $10,000 a month number was a safe number. It was a conservative number. We didn't want to put a number out there that was too aggressive. and then we could reach our target. So there's a fine balance that we play when we're looking at the numbers relative to revenues and potential revenue sources. We know that the club has been losing members recently, and so we would like to stem that tide, if you will, by showing them some of the things we're going to be doing, some of the improvements we're going to be doing, including returning tile service, which is proposed.
I just want to be clear on the that's 200 fitness people. It doesn't include tennis court fees or things like that, right?
It includes the entire membership. It includes the breakdown of fitness and tennis. But
okay.
Yes, sir.
We didn't break out the two, in other words.
All right.
And I think what we're attempting to do with this 120 days is to show the board at the end of 120 days the improvements we've made between today and those 4 months, which I believe will be vast.
Improvement in
revenue.
That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, so no other comments or questions about this budget? It seems reasonable to everybody. It's very unfortunate.
I think we're really clear that we need to double our fees as soon as possible. No, I think I'm really clear on that.
That deserves a comment. You don't double fees to raise revenues.
Okay.
You raise membership, and that'll bring your revenues up. Sorry, Chris. I don't know you. You may have been making a joke, but
no, I didn't make a joke.
We can't double fees.
No, I mean doubling the amount
revenues.
Of participation.
Okay, we agree that we're on the same page. All right. One other thing I would say, and I can't speak for everybody, but I think a lot of people, we've lost a lot of people in the club in the last 6 months, you guys all know, but if we knew where the club was going, a lot of people would stop leaving, and many members would be willing to pay a year's dues. That's not uncommon in memberships in health clubs. And you might be able to make it at 40,000 look like a much more palatable number to take to the bigger board meeting if we factor some of that into it. Because I think, as you said, the 40,000 is conservatively low. I think the numbers as far as expenses probably are reasonable, but don't compare low without factoring in at least somewhere in your thought process that's got to go up. If we're not going to raise it, then we should close the club tomorrow.
Agreed. So that ends all the discussion for item D1.
Mr. Chair, if I can,
please.
Would you like to entertain the discussion at this point in time regarding the funding mechanisms, or would you like to hold that off for later?
I think that we should discuss the funding, at least the funding mechanisms, before we move on to any sort of action on this. Is that part of this item?
Yes.
Okay. Are you preparing staff?
Yes, I am. Presently, going down the list of options, Zone 8, landscape, recreation Zone 8.
Do we have this in a report, Dan? Do we have it written anywhere? No, we don't.
No, it's
okay.
Fairly straightforward.
Okay. Take notes.
Currently, there's in the Zone 8 fund, once we get reimbursed our WW revenues, which will probably be later this year, we will have about $715,000 in unallocated reserves. While we haven't been reimbursed, you can take $400,000 off that to about $315,000 right now. Unallocated reserves. There are other funds in that zone that are programmed in the CIP, that are for next year that do not touch this. For example, the splash pad is partially funded this year for design and next year for construction. And that is taken into the bottom line number with respect to the Zone 8 fund. So right now you're looking about $315,000. Once we get reimbursed, a little over $700,000. We have remaining in our part WW measure allocation approximately $68,000 that is eligible for this sort of effort. And we have approximately $450,000 in our community center fund that is also available for this sort of operation. So any of those three combinations, you can pick and choose from.
And according to the proposed budget that staff has put forward, we are going to be looking at asking the board to approve funding of about $200,000. Correct?
About $215,000, yeah.
Okay. $215,000.
Give or take. And $115,000 again, you gotta remember, is always that's just a one time cost. It's sure. Not an ongoing.
Any questions or clarifications from the board as to what these monies are and what's available to us? Does it need any more? The two of us are clear on it because we've been working with these monies for a couple of years now. But if you have any questions, this would be a good time for it as to where the monies came from and how they are designated or where they came from, even if you want the history of them.
Well, could you explain Zone 8?
Zone 8 is the majority of. Do you want to? Karen, do you want to tell us exactly what Zone 8 is?
She's responsible for it. She's probably the best person to answer the question.
Zone 8 includes all of the parks and landscaping and maintenance items on the east side of town, what you consider original Discovery Bay. If you looked on the map behind Chris, that is all encompassing of Zone 8. That money is in a special maintenance district, which includes the parks, the landscaping, the street lights, and recreation.
WW is part of the bond measure that was passed by the voters a few years back for East Bay Regional Park District. There was an allocation based on per capita that each area would receive. So Discovery Bay received X number of dollars per capita that went into a holding fund, if you will, for eligible projects. This is an eligible project. And then the last one, the Community Center Fund, is revenues that have been generated over the last number of years towards future community center operations, construction. It's completely discretionary.
Any other questions or clarifications on where the funds come from and how they're unencumbered or encumbered?
Just for clarification for the public, can you explain how the Zone 8 money is derived?
It's a very, very small portion of your property taxes.
It's already there. It's not an increase. It's not. Nothing. It's already. You pay it every year, and it's in perpetuity.
We don't get any more than. It depends on valuations. Home valuations. As the economy dipped, so did the revenues. As the economy hopefully begins to improve, the assessed valuations will also increase.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on D1? At this point, staff, I'd like to ask for something that's a little bit odd, but I don't know if it's possible, but I would like to move item D5. D4 and discuss that at this point before we move into any action on D1. Can you do that?
Sure.
Can I do that? Because we need to really look at that and see whether they're viable options or not before we decide whether we're going to take that budget forward. And we may spend no time or a lot of time on it, but I think we just at least address it because we asked the community, or we asked We put an RFP out. We spent a lot of time. You spent a lot of time putting that together, and I think we should address the two responses that we had.
We received two responses. One from a current fitness instructor that works at the club, and one from actually a member of the club. The member of the club that submitted the proposal, his background was initially in fitness centers. He worked with Jack LaLanne for a number of years. Subsequent to that, he ran a number of the little coffee kiosks, if you will, over at Lawrence Livermore Labs, amongst other business interests that he had. He's a resident in town, and he is I saw him at the club this morning. The proposal from the fitness instructor was very similar in nature. They both included a concept for continued operations, a proposed fee schedule, proposed staffing, those sorts of things. They were very similar in that they both brought a little bit of a different feel. The gentleman that ran the lab, the kiosk over at Livermore, he still has a lot of that equipment, and he wanted to put it in the facility and turn it in so we would have a coffee and juice bar and smoothies and that sort of thing. So that was a very appealing concept. But they were both about the same. And as I indicated earlier in the discussion when this first came up, the focus has changed a little bit, somewhat, at least in the short term, towards this. And so I'm not sure exactly where the committee would like to go and what other information you would like to see. But there are two proposals in front of you, and both of them do propose to operate the club on a long-term agreement. One of the things that I've discussed with some of you and that I've had conversations with my staff on is the fact that it kind of started to get us to migrate, which was that we would like to operate community-centric operations out of there. We can offer senior classes, we can offer classes for children from Bassinet, to Grave, I guess, Birth to Grave. You can offer a number of different types of programs and classes and opportunities. And some of the conversations felt that if we went into this direction, it might be too limiting for us to be able to offer those types of programs. So that was a little bit of a focus change for staff moving forward, but certainly the committee can absolutely make a recommendation one way or another.
Okay, is there any, does the public have a copy of this in their packet?
The public has a copy of it if they went online and saw it. We don't provide a copy of it.
Right.
In fact, there are two notebooks in the back, I believe.
So does anybody
have copies of that?
Does the public have any comments on these proposals? And I, we've kind of got into a bad habit here of a question and answer period, and that's really not what the way a committee runs. You really just kind of come up and make your comments. We really try to frown upon back and forth banter if we can help it. But go ahead, please make your comments.
Hi, my name's Steve Gould, longtime resident.
Steve.
Question I have is, who's going to run it in the meantime, this 120 days temporary use? Who's going to be running the place until you decide on somebody's proposal?
Jim?
Well, what I would suggest that we do is we take into consideration the two folks. I've actually got a little plan that I'm going to submit to the board in a little bit, and the rest of the folks, that we each take a couple of different categories, and I think I have Diane as a category as far as staffing, so I would like her to kind of take this on as a project, and we can get to that and talk about that in a little bit, and then hopefully we can come back in a week and kind of make a decision. I would like to have somebody obviously run it for the next 4 months, and I totally agree with you, and I hope that we could have that addressed in the next week or so.
Okay. So how long before we'll have a good understanding on that?
First of all, we have to find out if we have funding for it. We won't know that till Wednesday when the board makes a decision on whether or not it's going to fund it. We can't tell you who or how much until we have that mechanism that taken care of. Can't make a decision on who's going to run it unless we know we can pay them. And so that actually is a fun. And this is, I know how, it's as frustrating for us as it is for you guys. It's just the way it works. The board, we don't have any authority to designate any money or fund it. That comes from the board of directors of the Town Discovery Bank. We haven't met for 3 weeks because there was five Wednesdays in. And so our next meeting is day after tomorrow, and that's when the board will decide what the funding mechanism is. If there is going to be a funding mechanism, and at that point, then staff can make recommendations as to who they want to bring forward in their staffing model. But let's get back to what the item we're on right now, which are these two proposals that we have from two individuals, and the question is there any comments from the public with regards to these two proposals?
Do you guys even know who the names are?
No.
That might help.
Yeah.
The first proposal comes from Dominic Corrado. My screen just went blank. The second is from Tammy Cruz. There was an RFP that went out from the town, and they addressed the issues that were in the RFP. One of them comes to us with a proposal for actually making a profit in the club, and then that profit being split between the contractor and the town. And the other one works more along the type of the budget that we have, whereas just costs are covered and and staffing, adequate staffing is being made to keep the club running. Yes.
My name is Janelle. I used to work at Discovery Bay Athletic Club. I worked there for about 7 years. My daughter currently works there, and I know there is a question about management, but I want to say Tammy Cruz. She has been there for about 20 years. She knows all the members, and more importantly, she cares about the club. She cares about the members, and I know personally the revenue she can bring in with classes for not only adults, seniors, kids. I think she'd be a really good candidate. I mean, I know the members would love to see her in charge, and I would come back if she was.
And bring your 10 friends.
Oh, I will.
Any other public comment with regards to these two proposals?
I would also like to say in favor of Tammy, I know she and her husband have both put a lot of volunteer time into it. In fact, our pool used to be a solar pool, which would save a lot on PG&E. A couple of the solar panels blew off. They were never replaced. And so she has the whole history of all of that, which will save a lot of money with our PG&E. Also, she has a lot of great ideas for classes, which could provide more revenue. Family activities. She's always been there on site, catching the door. You know, they leave the door wide open in the middle of summer when the air conditioning is running. But we definitely need somebody on site, full time, that will have the employees working and not playing games behind the counter.
I would also like to suggest Tammy as well. I feel she's part of the athletic group there. I know the gentleman Dominic, and I like him as well, but I don't ever see him in the athletic club except one day a week. And Tammy's there a lot working with clientele, and I believe she's there for the club and willing to bring more members in so we can grow revenue to help pay for these fundings.
I've been a member of the club for 33 years, so I can count all the different managers we've had, the good and the bad, and I've known Tammy for quite a while. Tammy would be a great representation of the community and in handling the club, very professional, very person-oriented. I think she would be an ideal candidate to consider.
Any other comments from the public? Okay, hearing none, I close public comments. For clarification for the board, we're really, this kind of turned into an endorsement for Tammy time, and that's not really what we're talking about here. There's two proposals to have somebody take on all the responsibility, hiring, firing, maintaining, doing all those things with the club, or having the town do it. Those are what we're looking at. There was two proposals that were put forward. We may or may not want to consider them, but they were brought forward, so this committee, I felt it was necessary that the committee see them and have an opportunity to look at them, and then decide whether or not that's the direction that we would recommend to the board, or whether we would recommend more along the lines of hiring somebody, hiring a staff to run the club, but hiring it and having the town be responsible for all the things that go along with it, the insurance, the staffing, and all that type of thing. So we have two proposals in front of us. Does anybody on the board want to have any discussion about those proposals? Or is that not a direction we want to go? Is that a direction we want to go? Any comments would be welcome at this time. Yes, Diane.
I used to be a member of the club. I'm not now because I heard it wasn't so bad, but we plan on being again. But I know a lot of people that are, and I have a friend that's an instructor. I asked her about it, and she was, again, highly recommending Tammy and other people I've talked to. I think experience counts for a lot in a situation like this. This club has a lot of history, and everybody says she has a lot of great ideas. So I think, you know, it sounds like the best candidate to me. As far as this other person, you know, as far as the juice business or whatever, I mean, that's something that could be added, but I don't think that is necessarily an attraction here, a reason to choose somebody, because you could always get that. And his experience as far as working in clubs is quite a while ago. So she's very up to date, and one of the instructors I talked to said that, you know, we'd be so lucky to get her. I mean, when you've got somebody that's been there a long time and the staff still likes you, that's something. So she sounds like a very good candidate.
Jim?
You know what I would like to do? I don't want to make a decision on this right now. What I would like to do is, if I could I, and I know you were like Tammy, but to look into it a little bit more, I'd like you to, you know, perhaps look at both proposals a little bit more. Maybe we can come back in a week or so and make a decision.
That would not work, because we have to make a recommendation to the board in 2 days, and that recommendation has to be either we adopt this budget, and this budget does not include the RFPs. That's not what these are. Two separate. Am I correct here, yeah. Staff? This is getting all convoluted. This is not we're not asking for recommendations for a manager at this point. That's not what we're here doing. Although I appreciate all the comments, and I'm glad that it's unanimous, but that's not what we're doing here at this point. We're discussing these two proposals that were sent out based on the RFP that the town put together to run the club, independent of the town's involvement in. Correct, staff?
Correct. If I may, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, certainly the committee could, over the series of the next couple of months, dive into that conversation a little bit more in depth at that point in time. Proposal before you this evening is based upon the conversation that the committee was going last week.
Sure.
So that was the direction, and that was the direction that I and my staff moved into. As an example, today we met with all the employees of the current club. We are transitioning them at the close of escrow from payroll to a different payroll system. Tomorrow in the next couple of days, we're meeting with the instructors to talk to them about how we pay them, make sure that there's a seamless transition for them. That's all going to be taking place. It's not uncommon for a public agency to rent a park and recreation fit community center type facility. It happens all the time. I think that with the staff that's there and with oversight, that we can certainly prove that we're capable of moving forward in the next 120 days.
Vice Chair Steele.
Are you done? Are you clear? You finished?
For now.
All right.
I think both of the RFPs that were submitted, I think there's a lot of good ideas, and I think we can, you know, if if this committee chooses to, we can look at those features and some of the specialty items that they've added to those. I really would feel more comfortable with us putting a budget together that would be a staffed by the town or be managed by the town, and this budget would include. Rick, I just want to be clear on the budgeting, so the hours would be similar to what's in place right now for the operation, right?
The budget projects no changes in current operations.
Okay.
It maintains the hours of operation. In fact, one of the front desk members told us today, on Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 7, nobody's there. Nobody shows up. So those are the things that, you know, maybe we look at as we move forward, but at least this point in time, tonight, what you see is for the next 4 months, transitioning the staff that's there now to a temporary agency payroll. They can facilitate them a lot quicker than we can, and then slowly transition them over to our payroll, or not, if this is what the committee and the board eventually choose to do.
Yeah, and I just want to echo too, if we can get the budget approved, then I would urge us that we try to work with some known people in this process that open and close the doors and greet people there. So I think that's important.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Director Chair Steele. So I guess what I'm hearing here, which is what I was trying to get to, is that I think at this point, staff, we would just ask you to table these two RFPs at this point, because it doesn't sound like the board wants to move forward with them, but we've addressed them, we've looked at them, and I guess we should probably do that by motion. Do we need to do that by motion, staff?
If that's a direction the committee would like to move in.
To table those,
well,
or can we just...
Actually, the agenda, it's just for information only, is the way it's listed.
Review of
so
responses.
You don't really even
okay,
need
Okay,
if
the board has reviewed them, at this point, I would just say that we probably aren't going to take any action. Is that consensus?
Well, okay, so how are we going to move forward of getting a manager?
That's up to staff. What we're talking about right now are budgets. We're not personnel.
We're not going to hire out.
Okay. We don't make personnel decisions, but as this committee. So, at least I don't see it on the agenda, and I don't believe that's part of our role. I think that's up to staff.
Can I ask a question, Kevin?
Sure, Steve.
So, maybe I understood it wrong, but what you're asking is that we don't do anything with the budgets right now.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I should let you finish. I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ignore him.
So,
ignore me.
Well, no. I mean, I need a good understanding. So if we're not doing anything with the budgets, what's going to happen here once you close escrow?
We're now going to address the budgets. What we're not going to do is address those two RFPs. Those RFPs are off the
okay,
table.
Those are separate.
What we're doing is going back to the original D1. At this point, and I think that what I'm intending for the board to do is to propose a motion now that we can do exactly what you'd like to see happen, Stephen. That is, take action tonight to move a recommendation forward to the board of directors.
Yeah,
that's
you.
Really what I'm trying to get to and what our goal is here, I think.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry about that confusion.
No problem.
So if we're back to D1 at this point, and I believe that we discussed it and understood it, I would look for a motion from the board, from the committee, to move forward to the board.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2013 to continue ongoing operation of the athletic facility as operated, and that's it.
I'll second the motion.
I would like to clarify that motion, if it's okay.
Sorry.
with my vice chair. Is that okay?
Let me be a little more clear on that.
Well, if we want
not
to talk
to
about
exceed.
It. We want to talk about it.
No, but you can.
We want to do
you
that.
Can clarify that.
Is that okay?
You can.
Okay. I would like to amend that motion to include a not to exceed number of $120,000 for capital, and a not to exceed number of 100,000 minus 40, so net 60,000 in operating capital for the next 4 months, and that those funds come out of Zone 8 money.
I'll second the amended motion.
Hang on. And Z8?
Z8.
And before I call for the question, is there any more discussion on that? Is everybody clear on what we're looking for? That did that come across clear to the?
Yeah.
So we're asking for the capital improvement money, not to exceed 120, even though it's at 100, but that way we're not handcuffed. And then 60,000 to operate it for the next 4 months, which is basically 100 minus 40. Is that going to give staff what they need for 4 months? And is my math correct?
If it's not, we have the tape and we'll get the correct numbers from the tape if we miss it.
Yes.
The administrative parks maintenance worker administration, 35,000. That's for the 4 months. So that would be the payroll for a manager, whoever that might be, and all the staff within the club.
Which works out to about, my quick math is about $8,750 a month.
Mr. Chair, that, just for clarification, that $35,000 is just front desk help. We're already paying our employees. It's not in addition. We're already covering
them. Concerned with the motion that's being made to adopt the budget. This is only front desk people. Where's the manager income or the manager's payroll to manage the club?
Currently, it is, well, for the rest of the fiscal year, we plan on running it as business as usual. So it will be oversight by a number of my staff members, including myself.
Okay, so you're saying by your staff members, we're talking about thinking about one of these two people to manage the club. If this is front desk help, where's the funds for a manager to manage the club on site?
They're already budgeted because they're already employed by the district. They're already getting paid.
People here that are not employed by the district.
Again, this is convoluted. Those RFPs are off the table now. The RFP from Dominic and from Tammy are no longer
on
the table.
So my question is, with the budget, because that's all we're talking about right now, and the 35,000, which is only the front desk help, and if we're going to adopt the budget, then where's the money for a manager?
It's going to be run the way that the club is currently run, which is, instead of the current manager in place, the manager will be town staff. Tammy doesn't manage it now. Dominic doesn't manage it now. Robin manages it.
Might be under town staff.
Well, the management will come from town staff, and that's how we're cutting costs.
Okay.
Am I correct in saying that's correct?
Besides the $35,000, you have the inspectors covered as well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. So, is the board okay with this? Are the committee
yeah.
okay with this? Okay. So, at this point, I would call, ask for all those in favor of adopting this proposal to take to the board of directors on Wednesday to say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you for helping us get through that, you guys. D2.
Welcome to public service.
As I wait for my computer to reboot here.
Okay, so what's coming up is what are we going to call it, and how's it going to look? First, let's worry about what we're going to call it, because it doesn't matter what the look is. If we don't
well, what we've as three members of the committee are aware because they sat on the board at the time that we adopted our new logo and town seal. But we anticipate we would recommend that that we incorporate that look into any naming opportunities that we might have, whether it's called the Discovery Bay Community Center, whether it's called the.
Is this consistent with the parks? It will be.
The park seal that we have is the complete, we just transitioned, is the complete round one. We could stick with that one, but we thought that from the name that for example, for the employees, the staff that's going to be there working the front desk, this would be on their t-shirts they would have identifying them as staff, that we would use a monument sign out front that could be either the complete seal, the circle seal, or the logo. We've been using the circle seal, the old logo, if you will. The old Discovery Bay logo, and then we have the new one, and I don't have a picture of the new one handy, I'm sorry.
It's right here on our letterhead.
The seal. It's on the letterhead, yes.
Okay.
So,
let's step away from the logo for a minute, because we can't choose a logo unless we know what we're going to call it, because those choices become part of the issue. So, I would like to open up discussion to the public as to what, if they have any input as to what this should be called. And the options that are being brought forward by staff are?
Community center, recreation and community center, community center and recreation.
So is there a
community and recreation center? It can be whatever you want to call it, but those were just some of the options that we came up with.
So any suggestions from the public, any comment from the public as to what they would think would be a good idea?
Just a suggestion. Hi, fitness center and community center.
Yeah.
Or recreation and fitness center. Just my suggestion.
Any other suggestions?
I'd like for it to say community, recreation, fitness center. Because we want to portray a healthy community, healthy outdoor, live where you play. We want to convey healthy. So I would say a community, recreational fitness community center. That's it, recreational fitness community center.
Anything else? Okay. Public comments closed on this issue. Comments from the board. Jimmy.
I think, and I've felt this for a while, fitness and community center would be a good name.
Diane.
Well, I always like things short when you have to keep saying them all the time or putting them on signs. So to me, community center covers it all because their community center does a lot of things. So I think it's redundant what I said. Maybe fitness is something new, but recreation, that's what community center does.
Go ahead, Chris.
I think that the term community center is all encompassing, so I like to keep it simple too and call it a community center.
Any input from you, Paul?
I agree. I'd rather it be just community center.
Okay. Help me out here, staff. This is again, we're just an advisory committee, so this would just be a recommendation of the board, and the ultimate decision would be the board's. I want to make sure that I'm clear on that. Also, I've got to keep my roles in place, you know. Hearing that, I would then entertain a motion at this point to make a recommendation to the board of directors as to what.
Call the land.
So, is there a motion?
Yes. Go ahead, one of you guys.
Can the public make any more comments, or are we done?
We'd like to say you're done, but we'll always let you have them. But no, this is good. Just because.
So I'd like.
Don't expect this on Wednesday night, though. It doesn't work this way on Wednesday night.
And I appreciate it. Thank you. I would like to make a recommendation that it does say something about fitness or athletic, because for the simple reason is you want to bring back members. And with it being community center, a lot of these people that have disappeared and went off to other clubs, as far as they're concerned, they don't want to come back because they think, you know, the club is never going to be what they want it to be. Well, if you say community center, as far as they're going to be concerned, it has nothing to represent that as a fitness center to them. So I would recommend that you at least tie in some way fitness center or athletic club or with a community center. That would be my recommendation.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Steve. Okay, so my comment, I need to make a comment about that. And I need to say that we don't want to change the name. we don't want to have to make a decision, take it to the board, have the board decide what it's going to do, go ahead and work on some logos to make sure that we develop some momentum within the community. And remember, we're serving 13,000 people, not just the 200 to 500 people that we hope come back and become members of this club. And by putting fitness in there, if in 4 months we still only have 200 members, one of your biggest supporters back there said we'd be a fool to keep it open. So now we've got fitness on there and we got no fitness club. That's the issue I have with putting fitness in the title. We just don't know if it's going, we don't know what the future for the athletic club holds. We don't know if the members are going to come back, but I will say that I agree with our friend in the back that the board will not approve bleeding all the funds out of all of our reserves to keep this open for 200 people. They're just not going to approve that on a long-term basis. So therefore, I would agree with my other committee members here that community center would probably be where I would lean towards it. I'm just saying, I got to look at everything from all perspectives. I'm not opening up for any more comment. So we have a motion. We don't have a motion. I'm looking for a motion from the board.
And I would make the motion that we would propose to the board of directors that the name of the facility be called the Community Center of Discovery Bay.
Hold on. Yes.
Point of clarification. Yeah. That the name be Community Center of Discovery Bay. Discovery Bay Community Center. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, to amend my motion that it be called Discovery Bay Community Center.
Is there a second?
I second it, but I just wanted to say one thing. I can see their point, and I think one thing that's going to be really going on with all this, there's got to be a lot of publicity about what's happening at this community center. Not only the fitness part, which we have to remind the members, but all the other things that are happening for all the people who are looking for a community center. So that's why I was going for a general statement, but there's got to be a lot of clarification keep coming out to people, too, about what's happening there.
Thank you for that, Diane. Any other comments before we vote on the motion? Okay. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. 4-1, the motion carries. Item D3.
I can comment on it.
Do we need to address the logo at this point?
The logo, we're going to use this logo, assuming the board approves, to identify staff.
The parks don't have letterhead. The parks don't have uniforms.
The new sign that we are putting at Cornell Park has the official town logo.
Has the official town seal.
Seal, okay. So I would propose that we use the official town seal for all park and recreation facilities in the town of Discovery Bay.
If I may.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, I would agree with you, Director Steele. This would be used on t-shirts to identify staff at the facility,
sure.
And that sort of
so
thing.
So on a casual...
more casual.
Yeah, that's
atmosphere.
Fine. But as far as the signage...
From the signage, it would continue to maintain... We would continue to have our town seal up front, and the seal is what's on our letterhead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As far as uniforms or branded merchandise, I like this is more casual, and I like that.
Correct, thank you.
Do you need a motion for that, Steph?
No, we'll just move forward with that. I have the motion 4-1 on the action, so we're okay with that.
Item D3, review and discussion of the mission statement. I believe the staff has a recommendation for a mission statement. Is that correct? Other than the...
I've been involved in a number of these in the past, and so what I've done is I drafted something out a couple of weeks ago, and while it was certainly just my imagination at work, I did drop down an option, and I also handed out this evening a list of different community centers around the country. There's about six or seven on that list, and we pulled together some of their mission statements. And so this is certainly one of those things that is absolutely discretionary with the committee. You can make a decision, you can work on it, you can move forward with it. It certainly isn't going to hurt anybody's feelings if you don't like it. But the proposed, the suggested one that I had come up with and had circulated was the mission of the Discovery Bay Community Center will be to provide a centralized location where community-based programming is to be offered that will stimulate, educate, and enrich the lives of people within Discovery Bay and surrounding communities, and that is complemented by a system of parks, recreation areas, and other facilities aimed to encourage recreational and leisure time activities. There are certainly any number of ways to write a mission statement, and that was just one consideration.
Is there any comment from the public on that?
Yeah. I like the idea of, you know, just simplifying the logo after the discussion back and forth in the name. But I think the emphasis then in three, it's not going to cost us a whole lot of money, and down the road we have to take out the fact that we're encouraging fitness. So why not take what Rick had there, just put a little more emphasis on fitness in the mission statement, and that way that gets the word out to the public. And also, Kevin, in regards to, it's not just 200 members using that club, it's 200 memberships. There's four people in my membership.
Well, point well taken.
And I'm very comfortable with the point that we're not going to be at 200 in 4 months if we do things right. If we're not at clipping up at 20 to 30 memberships, which is, you know, again, anywhere from 20 to 100 new people using the facility a month for the next many months, then we haven't really done things right, because there's a demand for athletic facilities in this community. It just hasn't been met for the last 5-10 years. And it's just hardcore, probably, idiots like myself that stuck it out. Anyway, I would ask that they put an emphasis on fitness in the mission statement, so it's not that much of a deviation from what he said, but just adding that word. And I see that throughout the several examples, it seems to come through on the ones that he provided.
Any other comment from the public?
Can I ask him to read the mission statement again? Because
do you have a copy of it? It's in the packet.
It's in the packet, yeah.
But again, I would agree with Dennis. I think you said something about with an emphasis on health and fitness, to include that in there.
Thank you. Any other? Public comments closed. Comment from the board? Steele?
I think this is a great start and something along active lifestyle or, you know, work hard and play harder. But I think this is a conversation that we need to have, not tonight, or not to finish tonight, but to evolve. And maybe over the next meeting or two, we can crystallize what the mission is. But I think this is a good start. And whether it's fitness or active lifestyle or something, I think that we can include something like that.
Jim?
I concur. I don't think we're any hard-pressed to get this done right now, so I think we could all spend a little time on it and come up with something good.
Any other comments from the other committee members?
I agree. I think we should.
I agree. I concur with the committee that at this point it probably is. There's other things we need to move on to that are more urgent to get done. But I could just see, even if I read the last couple lines, it says recreation areas and other facilities aimed to encourage recreational fitness and leisure time activities. You could just put fitness in there when you're describing the activities, and I think that would probably accommodate what a lot of the concerns are. It seems like a good place for good place. It fits well there, is what I was trying to say. Anyway,
I had a question. I mean, it sounds like this last part sounds like we're talking about stuff not just at the club, like other parks or things.
Well, that's part of the community center thing, though. We're talking about having events there. We're talking about maybe renting out stand-up boards and paddle boards and kayaks and all kinds of stuff there. So there's a lot of other activities that are going
to
occur
go somewhere else
at the community center and throughout the parks.
All the parks.
But
We have a part.
Look at the community center as the hub, and look at the parks and our other facilities as the spokes. It's a hub and spoke. So the community center would complement, or would be complemented by those other facilities. That was the intent there. So is Jim and I've had this discussion a number of times regarding the hub and spoke components. Is you don't have to have everything at the community center. It can't happen. You spread it throughout town.
And I think that's an important piece for, I mean, a lot of us live here, but we have 40% of our population is hangs out with Paul, mm-hmm. and we have other parks over there, and we need to the better we can become a community together, because it's not intentional, and it's nothing, it just happens. I mean, you just, that side of town and this side of town, basically, because there's not a good crossover between the two. And when you have Ravenswood over there and you have Slifer Park over there, we want to make sure that activities occur there for the community too, and so it becomes a big, you know, we're trying to establish a community of recreation and where we can all come together, and that's really where the hub is there, but we want to make sure we include the other side, the other parts of town, the people who live way out there and the people who live way out over here. So, staff, you have direction on that. Moving on to item D5 then.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This item is really more for future consideration than it is for this evening. Based upon the earlier discussions, we intend on continuing the current membership. We have to be careful. We can't charge memberships. We can only charge user fees. But we plan on transitioning the current membership fee schedule for the next, through June 30th at least, to our fee schedule, if you will. So it would remain the same. But moving forward, we do have some suggestions, and I've passed out, and I believe there's a copy back there for the community as well, of a sample program fee schedule and how things might work in the future. Again, this is just a sample. This can certainly be vetted, and it's just something that we worked on internally to identify the different uses. We anticipate that the tennis club members are still going to want to continue to use the tennis club. And as a result of that, what we would like to do moving forward is to, because we would like to offer free play to the community as well, but that the tennis club would receive premium times, the restricted use times, and then it would be open to the public at large for open play later. And you can see the schedule and the pricing, what a pricing schedule might look like. Certainly, these are just considerations. The fitness center component, again, very similar, different types of use. This is more of an a la carte selection versus a membership where it's one price gets everything. There are a number of folks that use the tennis but never use the fitness center. There are people that use the fitness and never use the tennis. There are people that use the pool and never use any of the others. And so we're looking at doing an a la carte. And this may or may not work. It may not be something that is that would eventually be embraced by the community. We think it would be. If not, maybe at these prices, it's something similar. And then you go down, the last page includes different types of different classes, and there's a sample class there, what the class might look like and what the fee schedule might look like. So this is proposing a straight a la carte menu for services. There are people that take classes that don't use any of the facilities at all. They just come in for class. And in the future, we would like to offer, expand our classes that we have. The room is only used 19 hours a week. So there's a number of opportunities. And like I said, tomorrow we're actually meeting. We're starting to meet with a number of the instructors over the next couple of days to discuss with them some opportunities that can provide them increased opportunities for revenues, and it would provide us increased opportunities as well. So, but we're looking at least for the next 4 months to maintain current operations as they are. And over that period of time, the committee can get into this type of a discussion. We're just presenting it to you tonight just as something that we are, just to give you an idea of what we're gravitating towards.
Understand that. Any clarifying questions from the committee?
Well, I just wonder, I mean, the people, I guess, have been paying $70 a month there and for their management. So, I mean, this seems like there's going to have to be something in place like right away. So what are they going to do
from then on? That's
another question, I'm sorry.
Well, they've been paying dues at the club with $70. And starting next week or whatever, when we're in charge, then they have to know right away how they're going to pay it.
Yeah, we are in the process of adding all the member lists that we have that we just finally received from the sellers late last week is being downloaded into a database started today. There are people on that list that are no longer members that have been on that list for years, and there's about 500 people on that list. And so as the members start coming in, we will have a staff member over there that will get all their information. There's going to be, they have to have release forms, just like if you went to any other type of a facility like this, liability releases, provide them that. We will be able to take the credit card information, continue instead of paying who they've been paying, they would just pay us instead. And that process is being put together right now. As we speak, there will be an ID card that goes with it. It will not be a magnetic ID card at this point in time right off the bat, but we're looking to move to that system in the future.
Yes, Jim.
I think you're going to raise your hand again. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you're getting at is, what are they going to be paying from now on?
Well, yeah, I was going to say another thing too. I mean, if you have the list rather than waiting for them to come in, maybe there should be a way that all these people are contacted, even these people we haven't seen for a long time, and then that'd be a chance to say, this is what we're doing, and you know, then they'd know what's happening, and maybe some of them would come back that way.
I'm going to pass out some information that I have, and I think I may have kind of helped you in that regard. If you look at the one that I have, kind of a proposal that I have for the first 120 days, and then some of the new members as well.
Go ahead.
So I think this is a good outline for future past the 120 days, and I would say that breaking these a la carte might be a possible way. I want to clarify that the exhibit that's being passed out is just a draft for discussion, and that if they're paying $70 today, I don't know why we wouldn't keep something in line, maybe a slight discount for the next 4 months to entice people to come back. But I would say that this proposal or this schedule is good for us for future discussion, but not tonight.
Go ahead.
The what is being handed out right now was not provided by staff. We did not generate it. It was provided by a member of the committee who did that. I just want the public to know that this is not something that I just now got a copy of it just now.
Right. And what I would like to do is we will be before we get out of here tonight scheduling another meeting. And what I would like, what we don't have here as a committee, and since I'm not a member over there, I don't know what they're paying currently. So I would like to have, for the next meeting, what is currently being charged for, I don't have that though. And then we need to, as a future agenda item, we need to discuss what we're going to do for the next 4 months. And I don't necessarily believe that we should continue to pass on the existing fees unless they're reasonable, but I'd like to at least see what they are and have that discussion at a future date, in the very, very near future. But I don't think that we need to have that prior to going to the board, so it's not something that has to be done here tonight.
If I may, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The transition of ownership is going to take place more than likely next week, currently scheduled for Monday. Fortunately, it's out of our hands at this point. It's all in the hands of the escrow agents. But all the funds have been transferred, all the money's ready to close. We anticipate a Monday closure. I don't know what the current owners are doing with their members for February. I know that, as we discussed at the last meeting, we are planning on, for February, starting to get our database in order, getting the members, the new users and the new patrons coming back to us, the users that have been there, putting them into our system and start the process of collecting fees at that time.
Will that occur before next Monday?
No.
Okay. On next Monday's agenda, if we agree to meet next Monday.
And it will not occur before the February 20th meeting either.
Okay, the point being that we need to discuss that before. We are not going to be in the process of addressing the transition for members until it closes. That's the trigger, correct?
Yes, except for the fact that we anticipate that February is pretty much a lost month.
All I want to do is, when the people come in to sign their liability form, I want to tell them what they're going to have to pay for the next 4 months. I want that to be decided before they walk in the door, so they get all the information they have to have, because not that we've been trying to hold back information, but information's been slow getting out just because the process is so difficult. So if we have an opportunity to give out the information, I'd like to give out as much information as possible. And that means when somebody comes in to sign the liability release and get their new little membership card, and hopefully be told that the month of February is free to them through the transition period, in March you will be paying this X for this membership for the next 120 days only. Does that make sense?
Abundantly.
Okay.
Clear.
Does that make sense to the rest of the...
Well, it does. Is staff going to come up with the prices, or are we going to...
Staff's going to bring us recommendations, and we will agree, disagree, and discuss.
And will that be on... That will be included next Monday.
It has to be, because...
Correct.
We want it to be prepared for that date in the future when the escrow closes.
Correct.
Which we're not sure of when that date is yet.
You just said you're going to close Monday next week.
You said we're going to close Monday next week?
The 11th.
We're anticipating to be closing a week from today. That's correct.
Yes, Farron.
I'm just wondering, will the board have to adopt those fees?
No.
No. So
the board just has to agree to fund the difference.
Okay.
In my opinion.
So in
my humble opinion.
I think that when this committee made the recommendation earlier this evening to continue operations as they already were, and they adopted the budget, that included the current membership fee structure in place.
Okay.
If this committee would like to change that, I believe that you have the authority to make that recommendation, and you can bring it to the board.
What I would love, could you please make copies of that and hand it out, please?
Yes, we'll do that. We know what we're talking about.
The gentleman wants to make a comment.
Dennis.
Sir. I know you guys are tired of hearing from me. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just the parliamentarian that's driving me nuts, that's all.
No, she's
but
making
I'm doing
copies
pretty good.
Anyway. All I was going to say is, you know, the fees aren't as important to people as knowing where the club's going. So, in my opinion, leave the fees where they are until the end of June, when you're going to then announce, somewhere between now and the end of June, we're going to do great things with the club, but there are going to be some adjustments in membership, and they're going to go up a little. Maybe they're the a la carte like was suggested, or the other plan. But the less changes you make, the better, as far as trying to keep things stabilized. Quit hemorrhaging members.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be quitting because of membership fees. That's the wrong reason, because driving this around would cost a lot more than people do. So.
what it's worth.
Thank you, Farron. Let's just gaze at these briefly and see where they stand compared to competition area. I happen to belong to another.
I apologize for not providing those to you. It was.
You gave it to us now.
It expanded. Oh. The conversation expanded beyond where I thought it was going to go.
Okay.
What's the EFT?
I have a comment. More comments.
Hold on a second. What's an EFT?
Electronic fund transfer. It's a debit.
Oh.
50, 60.
What are these? I mean, this is the club fee schedule.
So for ours?
For the current club.
So the current club, it's the same for a couple as it is for a family, then?
Yep, that's correct.
Unless you drive a Suburban XL, then it's more. An XL family.
The XL family.
With more family.
Over.
Oh, older children, I see.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, you may,
Dylan must make a comment.
So,
based on this, I don't see why we should change anything.
So we all have a good understanding about what we're paying now for a monthly fee is going to stay the same for the next 120 days. So, and at that point, then we'll either go to this program that you're suggesting or some other program that the board allows to happen. Am I correct on that assumption?
That is correct.
Okay. This money that we're going to be paying is going to go towards the new updates and everything else too, correct?
Well,
that money is going to offset.
It's
part of that $40,000.
It diminishes the loss.
It diminishes the loss.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then one other comment about Rick. I like the program. Okay, but looking at it and understanding it and the menu here. If you price out the club like what I see here, you're going to lose. You might as well not even open up the athletic club and just make it a community center. Because right now, I'm looking at it going, I can go to Delta right now for a lot less than this and have a pretty nice club. So if the suggestion would be, when you do make up this program, that you really take a good look at what the costs are and what people are willing to pay in the area here. Because we use it as a convenience. But convenience can be changed when we have to pay a lot more money out of our pocket to work out in a club that isn't even close to being what we see at other clubs.
One of the things that's missing and that we've discussed is a bundling approach as well. So there's, and this committee is going to get an opportunity to discuss that.
As a suggestion.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Hey, you know what? Steve brings up a good point. Thanks, Steve. Rick, just so I understand. I guess I didn't understand. So you're telling me that if I come in this, but my wife and I want to join the entire community, the entire community center, and take advantage of everything being offered there, it's going to cost me $120. It's going to cost me. Well, I don't know what it's going to cost me because you don't have a couple for the pool. For
it's
going to
cost you.
Why don't you have
$90?
$190.
Yeah.
Well, no. For a couple, there's no couple fee for the pool.
It's you and a friend.
You're a family too.
Just like the current families are kind of all. Like
what's family asterisk? What's the asterisk mean? Family asterisk.
No, I know some.
What does that mean, Rick?
I'm going to ask Farron to
see. I'm looking at $120 a month to use the fitness center, the tennis club, and the pool minimum.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure you guys all know and you're aware, there is an advertisement going around Discovery Bay from Delta Valley that they are charging $50 for a membership. And
individual?
New.
Family.
It is individual.
Can't be.
But the add-on is not. Yeah, but even so, the add-on is what, half the price of that, and
And I'm mad. I'm going to take Matt out back because he's charging me more than that right now.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. But I
so
just want
if you discount the price,
sure
I want the discount.
You're aware of what's going
you're
on
right.
out there.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Because you're going to lose them. And as someone else said,
I think our prices are in line right here.
Well, and that's what we're going to find out in the next 120 days.
Exactly. But the only thing I'm suggesting is if when you do come up with something, make sure that we get the word out there. Plenty of us have Facebook.
Okay. So fair and explain, can you explain this pricing schedule?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of go over this. You guys are going to be taking this with you. There are some considerations on why we split things out. One of the big things we talked about was, you know, not having membership fees. We have to use user fees, how to define what the user fee was. When you go to also being able to open up the center, not just as an athletic club membership, under what you would define of just coming in and say you have to pay this fee to use everything. There's lots of people who only want to come play tennis there and only play tennis there, and it's not fair for them to pay the same fee that somebody who's using the entire club is paying. It's also what we did on backing those prices out. Just if you're an athletic club member, it doesn't preclude you from using the pool or the tennis courts. It just precludes you from using them during special times, which would be like times when we had lifeguards there or pool parties. But it would be open to you at any other time. It would also, the tennis courts would also be open to you as an athletic member any of the times that they were not being reserved by the tennis club, who was going in and paying for that reserved time. This opened it up at much lower rates for what people wanted to use specifically, and not precluding them, but just saying, hey, if, and what we heard from a lot of people was that they went there just for tennis or the fitness club. And though there were some that did both, that a lot of people were doing one or the other mainly. We backed out. There's also some thoughts into the fee structure on what has to happen with our independent contractors and instructors and how they have to be paid in the future. And so we tried to back out those class costs of what the average person would use so that they could still sign up for instructor classes to the same thing that they were paying before. The average the average cost for the majority of the single use fees that we got was $60 a month for a single person, is what the majority of the users were paying at a single rate. So we went and backed out and said, okay, if they had to pay, we ran a bunch of different numbers and ideas on if they were just using it for athletic and classes, how could you back that out so that those instructors were still getting participants. Now the participants are open without having to do athletic. People can just come in and take the classes. So you're really allowing people to pay for what they want to use instead of making you have a whole membership and pay for everything. So that was the thought behind this. The numbers aren't set. There's nothing that's finite about anything here. It was just an idea so that we could separate and open that up to many other people. And the point taken about Delta Valley is 100% true. People on the side of town who are in the lakes and lakeshore have almost just as far of a drive to come here as they would Delta Valley. And what are we going to offer that's different? Really, we can't compete with that.
Tennis courts? They don't have tennis courts over there.
No, okay. So
it's called about people.
So
go to Diamond Hills.
That's a lot for.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you're going to increase their.
We're not
increasing.
That is decreasing.
I read this wrong.
If you just come to come use the tennis courts and you're specific to that, it's decreasing.
This isn't wrong. Ask a tennis player. This does not work.
To what are they paying now?
I'll write to my turn.
No. I mean, are you guys paying a membership to use the courts?
You're going to lose. You actually lose money by doing that because people now are paying. We have about 100 to 150 tennis players who are paying the full fee.
Full membership.
And they're okay with that.
Yeah.
If you take it down to give them a smaller rate, you're actually going to lose money.
Yes. In some certain, yes.
I want a one fee that allows me to do classes, tennis, pool, and I don't think my fee should be increased more than 10%.
If you were doing athletic and pool as an individual and we take the $60 rate, that's all you'd be paying. You'd have full access to the pool except for lifeguard hours. That's it. Lifeguard hours are very limited. They're defined in here. So you'd have access to everything you had at the same $60 rate. This we took the rates.
For one person. A family.
Yeah,
see, I'm paying
a family
fee, and I don't think my fee should be increased more than 10%.
Okay.
Well, just because the town
wants
to
let's move on.
I should be penalized.
That was just what's
presented. But let me ask you this, Baron. Am I reading the pool hours correct? That says that during the summer. I am so freaking confused by this.
Let me jump in while you're looking at that. So where. Where in
okay,
here,
I'm done. Go ahead, Jim.
Where is the if I got the tennis, the pool, the weights, Where's the aerobics and stuff like that?
That would be under classes and programs. So that's the caveat. That it depends on what somebody wants to sign up for. Now, people who, and I'm in agreement, people who want to do everything at the club, we may have to come up with some bundled rate. But a lot of people aren't doing everything. Some people are just doing one thing or another thing, and we want to also open that up to people who want to come and just either work out or just come swim or just come play tennis or just come take a class and it not cost them $60 to do it, you know? I agree there should be a bundled rate. I agree we need to look at it. I'm just trying.
Yep.
So we moved further than we should have here. I'm sorry, that's my fault. I apologize to you, Karen, because we got into the particulars here and we said we weren't going to do that. Is the committee, the prices they're currently paying, as long as we go with the EFT and forget the non-EFT, because we're not going to do that anyway, right? Staff?
Can we take a check?
Well, we
could do that.
Right? I would suggest that we not differentiate between the two at this point. We have staff that can handle either way, and that we maintain these membership fees as was recommended out here for the next 120 days, and we don't alter those, and that's already covered in the motion we made, and I think it simplifies everything. They don't seem that out of line, really. I mean, it's actually, they're kind of cheap, considering that I paid $20 more than that over at Delta Valley.
I have a question. So if with doing this, how are you going to implement it?
Again, this is just a
implement
sample.
What?
The next 120 days
the
is the same rate.
I'm not asking about the future because you haven't come up with fees.
When you come into the club, during the month of February, once we get all of our, you're going to get a packet of information. It's going to have all your contact information. It's going to have your liability waiver forms. You're going to fill that out and hand it back to us. We will then be able to put together your ID card. You can come in, and then we
just
will start collecting
sign up
fees.
For the club.
You will start collecting your fees on your credit card. We'll take your checks, cashier's checks. We don't take cash, but we'll have to deal with that separately. But it won't change dramatically, other than if you get EFT drawn right now, it probably won't be EFT. But you will have an online bill pay option as well.
Okay, so it'll be set up.
It will be set up. It's going to be a little rough.
Remember, February is free.
We have a concept that is being put into motion.
And I got a problem with the board.
Collect the credit card fees, and if any of you go to restaurants now or any of the retail stores, you're familiar with them. You pay on the, you sign your life away on your iPad or on a mobile device.
You swipe right there.
You swipe your card. That's how we're going to do it, or we'll collect your check right then and there. So that's our short-term fix. Long-term solution to come later.
Okay. Well, and I know a lot of us have family memberships, and a lot of us, I'm speaking for myself, my child doesn't live in town, but when he comes here, he's able to use the club when he's in town, so I want to confirm that what we have today will be available to us for the next 120 days.
What is the
well, agree on that?
I mean, that was okay. My proposal. Everything stays the same, so no one's, when we say it's going to stay the same, it's going to stay the same.
Okay.
So I just want to confirm.
Yep.
Thank you.
The only caveat to that, committee and members of the public, is that the board authorized that Wednesday night.
But if they authorize the proposal,
budget.
Then they've authorized it.
That's what I mean.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You're setting yourself up here for an accounting nightmare. If you pay $20 for this, yeah, or $35 for that. 33 years of tennis players thought they were getting screwed, and the fitness people thought they were getting screwed, so they wanted this price, and the tennis players wanted that price. I think you're better off just having a flat fee for a single, a flat fee for a family, maybe a discount for a senior citizen.
There you go.
Because what happens is, tennis players will go out and play tennis. I used to be a tennis player. Let's say I didn't want to belong to the fitness, but I'm going to come in and ride the bike for 30 minutes to get warmed up and go out and play tennis. All of a sudden, that's a no-no because I didn't have a fitness membership. Vice versa. Gee, I want to jump in a pool and cool off. Well, wait a minute, you didn't have the swimming pool. So I think you're better off just limiting it and make it real cut and dry without all the fancy stuff, and people will understand it and go from there. Right now, you pay $70 a month for a family membership, whether it's one, two people or two people with four kids. I used to have two kids. They were part of the family membership. They're gone now. They mail checks home to me, so I don't have to pay for them, but I still have to pay that $70 for a family membership because of my wife and I. So I think if you just do that and keep it cut and dry, I think most of everybody will be happy. As far as discounting the price, the point was brought up that you figured you had 200 members at $50 a membership. That's 200 memberships at $50. Here we're talking about individuals, whereas if you're doing a membership, you might have four people in that membership for $50. Maybe you have to think about that. I don't know.
Okay, we're going to address this in a future meeting, and we sure invite you to come back when we do that. At this point in time, I think the decision has been pretty much the original motion handles the issue of membership fees staying where they are, so we don't need to address that any further tonight. And is there anything else on the agenda?
Future items.
Future agenda items. We've already got one or two. What future agenda items do we already have on there?
The mission statement.
Okay.
Right now, just the mission statement and this discussion. But again, we don't need to bring this one up at the next meeting. This can take place over the next 120 days. That conversation.
What has to occur? What do you consider to be items that need to be taken care of for your staff or decisions that need to be addressed in February?
For right now, I think we're pretty clear. We can transition. We're working on hopefully a fairly seamless transition. With change, there's always going to be some interruptions, and that's going to take place. We still need to have a discussion regarding when we do take ownership, at what point, if we have to close it for a couple days to do the cleaning, because we're going to need to move equipment outside of the building and then move it back into the building or rearrange it within the building. So we're going to have to hire more than likely a moving company to come in and perform those services for us. To take care of that so that we can schedule the cleanings and the carpet cleanings and that sort of thing.
Will you be able to bring that information to the board a week from tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Any other future agenda items?
Yes, I would like to, the committee assignments that I passed out, I'd like to make that an agenda item.
You understand we can't address that tonight because it wasn't on the...
That's a future item that I just mentioned. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry about that because I had talked to you about it and then realized I can't do that.
That's why I addressed it for the future.
Very good. Thank you. Any?
I'd just like to have a discussion on programming, a list of future programming.
Mr. Chair, committee, I fully anticipate over the next 120 days that we're going to be diving deep into those types of issues. We can certainly bring some concepts to you. I'm also going to bring to you at the next meeting the Earth Day event that we have planned for the site as well. Just give you an idea of what's planned and what we're moving towards.
Okay. Any other future agenda items? If you do have some, you can either address the board can either address those to me in the upcoming week or send them directly to staff. Send them directly to staff, actually, because I'm just going to pass them on. Well, no, yeah, and then we'll discuss them before they get onto the agenda. But that needs to happen before Friday morning of next week in order to make... No, it has to happen by Wednesday.
But tomorrow.
Well, you got to have 48
hours.
No,
the agenda needs to be posted by Friday afternoon.
For Monday? Oh, that's right. Yeah, so Thursday afternoon's deadline for getting agenda items in.
When the next meeting?
I would like to suggest that we meet a week from tonight at 7 o'clock. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. With that, I adjourn the meeting.